Another visit to Tramalan. On February 5 through 7, she is again at Tramalan for a weekend of meetings accompanied by Elder Ings with Jean Boyumir as interpreter. In the Sabbath afternoon meeting, she took her text from And. God gave her freedom in speaking. The Spirit of the Lord took her words and brought them home with power to the hearts of the listeners, and in the social meeting that followed, many testimonies were born with deep feeling. This heartwarming meeting was typical of the Spirit-filled revival and reformation services conducted by Ellen White wherever she went, not simply in Europe, but in Australia and America. The results were always wholesome, with conversions and baptisms of new people, and the undergirding of the faith of the believers. While the meetings were not spectacular, there developed a cumulative wave of power and influence that swept over the churches of Europe while Mrs. White was among them, like the rising surf of the sea, washing and cleansing as it rose and fell. The care of Brother Gwenin is an example of this influence. He testified with thanksgiving and praised the Lord because of recent changes that had developed in his own family. His eldest son, who had dropped out of the church for about a year, was present at the meeting and spoke with deep feeling, confessing his wrongs. His tears flowed freely. He said he would change his course. He seemed to be in real earnest, she wrote, IBID. Brother Gwenin's wife arose and admitted that she had entertained prejudice in her heart regarding visiting ministers from America, and this had kept her away from the Lord and the church. But a change came over her and she expressed her desire to take part with the people of God, IBID. And there was Gwenin's brother, for whom he had prayed for years. This man lived a few miles from Tramalan. He was deeply exercised upon the Sabbath. He told his wife that he could not work another Sabbath. His tools were so heavy in his hands when he labored with them on the Sabbath day, it seemed as though they would drop to the floor. So he understood this to be God's confirmation of his truth. He fully decided to keep the Sabbath. With his brother's conversion, Brother Gwenin's testimony was one of buoyant and cheerful praise. God had truly worked miracles on behalf of his relatives. There were other testimonies. For example, a young man who had fallen into great sin arose and made a humble confession and asked the forgiveness of those he had injured, IBID. There was still another case, an intelligent man, deeply interested in the truth. Prayers had been offered that this gentleman would take a decided stand. This he did finally, expecting to lose his position, but his employer told him to go on as he had done before, and thus the Lord worked in his favor. At the close of the meeting, Brother Gwenin went to all in the house shaking hands while the tears ran down his face. He shook hands with his three sisters, all strong in the faith, and saluted them. He seemed to be deeply affected. There was weeping upon the necks of some of the brethren as they embraced each other. Sister Roth said, "Peace has come into my house, IBID.